Well, today the Reserve Bank has laid the groundwork for winding back some of the massive emergency stimulus it's pumped into the economy since the beginning of the COVID crisis. In good news for highly leveraged borrowers, though, who've dived into the surging real estate market, the RBA says any increase in the official cash rate probably won't be until 2024. There was also optimism that the economy will quickly bounce back from the hit from lockdowns. The ABC senior business correspondent Peter Ryan is with me. Peter, this has been a big day for the Reserve Bank, given its critical role in managing the fallout from the pandemic. Are you detecting an upbeat tone, given the usually quite sombre nature of these sorts of decisions?
Well, Linda, compared to this time last year when we were staring down double-digit unemployment and potentially a massive economic contraction, the Reserve Bank board is cautiously optimistic, saying the economic recovery is stronger than expected, the jobless rate down to 5.1%, and household and business finances are in pretty good shape despite the economic shock, which was cushioned, of course, by the JobKeeper wage support. But effectively, the RBA is saying its job of supporting the economy isn't over just yet. It's paring back its current $100 billion bond buying program, which ends in September, down to $4 billion a week from the current $5 billion. We'll keep buying up state and Commonwealth bonds until 2024 to keep government borrowing costs as close to zero as possible. That's important given the $1 trillion Commonwealth debt in the years ahead. Those bond purchases will be reviewed in November. The official cash rate, Linda, stays near zero at 0.1% or 10 basis points, so no surprises there.
It's all sounding like good news, but surely the current lockdown in Sydney and other ones around the country recently must provide for a lot of uncertainty.
Well, that's right. The Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe held a very rare press conference this afternoon, the third since his appointment in 2016, where he said the economy was no longer looking over a cliff. But he did say the slow rollout of vaccines is not ideal, but he urged critics to be patient and that, quote, we will get through this. He did cite the current lockdowns as a near-term uncertainty, but Philip Lowe said we should expect more bumps along the path to recovery.
The recent outbreaks of the virus and the lockdowns will affect the strength of the recovery in the near term. But Australia's experience has been that once an outbreak is contained and the restrictions are lifted, the economy bounces back very quickly, and we could expect the same to be the case here. Recent events have, however, reminded us that it is difficult to predict the future. It's possible that we experience further setbacks, and we need to be prepared for that. But it's also possible that we experience further positive surprises on the economy. For most of this year, we've had a run of better than expected data, and it's entirely possible that this could continue.
Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe speaking this afternoon. So, Pete, a lot of people with big mortgages are going to be worried about the cash rate. On hold for now still, but how long before the RBA can hold, or how long can they hold rates near zero?
Well, Linda, there was some small tweaking of the language, but Philip Lowe said the cash rate probably won't be moving before 2024. Some economists had been betting a change to that commitment, but Philip Lowe said rates won't be moving until inflation is sustainably back in that 2-3% target band. It's well below that at the moment, and wages growth finally takes hold. So good news for borrowers. Philip Lowe says the Reserve Bank, however, is keeping a very close eye on rising house prices, which have been fueled by the record low interest rates. He's not suggesting any intervention through regulators with any rate rises at all, but he says that regulators and the Reserve Bank are watching like eagles to ensure that lending standards are maintained.
That's the ABC senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.